Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
How are we doing? Are we okay? Are we blessed? Are you happy to be here? This afternoon, I'm very happy to see you, and if I can get a little brighter sound, it will help the body of Christ. Try two, testing mic. Well, normally it gets better as you preach. So, I'm enjoying these meetings I'm having with you. And I hope that, you know, I'll be going for crusades soon. I don't know what the date is. But it won't be long. The Lord will bring us back. Amen. I must have one Sunday or two. Maybe one. Today is 7th. Maybe one. So we'll have a Shepherd Summit next week, God willing. When we come back, we'll continue, because I want to really take all of you through this chapter in the art of shepherding. Is that not what I began to teach you? Shepherding relationships. Not so. Oh, it's not true. So, clap your hands for the book Art of Shepherding. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. And the chapter I began to teach you from, which I'm going to, by the grace of God, as I have life. You know, I don't intend to have Sunday afternoon this time to engage you. But I felt that I needed to have these meetings with you to prepare you for the season we are entering into. Because the season we are in, or we are stepping in, or we are in, it's a season of retention shepherding. Yeah. It shouldn't be fashionable to brag anymore. That, Chale, I had 20 sheep, I've lost 18. Beautiful. God is moving. No. It's bad. It's against God's will. You know? And this piece of gift I've received from the book is very, 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 you know, I will tell you, I have never in my life taught this before. You want to play music? I have never in my life taught this, but I feel it's super important. Did we put the message on the page? Or it's not been released? The one I preached last week. I mean, the last time. Okay, I'll get it. It's not going on the podcast now. So I will premiere it on the WhatsApp pages. So you can have it on your own, save it, and be listening. I personally don't know how anybody can say he's teaching shepherds about shepherding without this chapter. It's chapter 28. How to engage your sheep with different types of relationships. I mean, the topic alone is a message that if you have sheep, how many of you have got sheep? Can I see your hand? Almost all of us here have got sheep. The title of the message is that you must have different relationships with the sheep. That is what makes you have sheep who can be with you for 20 years. A lot of us have only one type of relationship with the sheep. But you see, life is not one season. Yes. Life is like London. You can have four seasons in one day. Yes. In London, you can have summer, winter, autumn, spring in one day. One day. Yes. Life is like London. That's why Vivaldi played The Four Seasons. It's one of the classics. Vivaldi, Four Seasons. It's a masterpiece. I don't know, you are into Freedom Gospel Choir. You can't say you have a sheep and you and your sheep have only one type of relationship. Basi, basi, shepherd, sheep, shepherd, basi, basi, basi. That's not, there are many, and that is, see, I blame myself for some of my failures. Because to say that you are with sheep, I mean, you are with leaders, and you've not taught them this, personally, I don't think you will go far. To have sheep and to relate with them. John 17, verse 12. John 17. John 17. How can you work well when there's a girl sitting by? Is there a girl sitting by him? As a guy. John 17, verse. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, except the devil. But we can take it in pieces. While I was with them, shepherding is about being with your sheep. I find it wonderful that you will come and sit here alone. For me, it's very fantastic. you are coming for a shepherd's meeting. You can't get too, I mean, when you learned that this was going on, you should have called two of your guys, the non-shepherds, just members. Yes. Hey, Kwame Nsia, Ethel, I'm going for a meeting. I want to go with you. They are not shepherds. They are sitting here. If I'm preaching and my spirit picks them and I go to the bishop, bishop, don't bring the things here. These are not shepherds. I just brought them here. Then I understand. But I'm saying that it is wonderful to me that you are a shepherd and you will come and sit here alone. I don't know anybody who is here alone. If you are here and you are alone, then you receive the word yourself. It's not because you are here. I don't know you. While I was with them, shepherding is about being with. Now, number two, I kept them. Shepherding is about keeping people. Yes. Keeping people. If your mind is to keep somebody with you, you will bend backwards, you will somersault, you will do all kinds of things to keep a person. There are many things I've done to keep people around me. I won't say the things I've done, because it may not apply to you. But in the end, you should know that. And you see, for any two sheep, what you will need to keep them will be different. That's why you must know about the different shepherding relationships. Unless your mind is not to keep them. Unless you are a sieve that water just passes through. After 2 minutes, there's nothing in the sieve. All the water is below. I kept them. I'm showing you today how to keep people. That's the season we are in. Right now, before, we're not keeping them. Before, we're not keeping them. But now we are keeping them. May you be a keeper. Yeah. Oh, I was sitting somewhere recently. I was waiting to have a meeting. This must be last week. But I don't remember the meeting. As I was sitting there with my phone, before I knew, I was just writing notes on the keeper's anointing. Wow. Oh, yes. I couldn't believe it. The keeper's anointing. I mean, the notes I have. Oh, beautiful and romantic. The keeper's anointing. Oh. The day I premiere it in this hall. You eat popcorn. Yes, the keeper's anointing. Beautiful. Maybe now I have to add this verse to my notes. I kept them in my name. A real Jesus, a real Jesus's protege, a real shepherd, you keep them. Is it not a camp? Where are the sheep God gave you? There's a camp. Is it sheep? Where is the flock? Yes, that was given you. Yeah, that's it. Where is it? I mean, you can't just be there and you are a goalkeeper. All the balls enter the net. You have not caught one ball before. I mean, how? Say, I kept them. So this short meeting is to give you some skills to keep people. The keeper's anointing. I mean, was it yesterday or so? I was looking at the notes. I said, wow, an angel must have been whispering to me. The keeper's anointing. Because we don't keep. We don't have the anointing to keep. You have the anointing to be around and be attending meetings and be showing up. You yourself, you are around. But the anointing to be a keeper. No. those that thou givest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. How can you say that you've got 10 sheep and 8 of them are sons of perdition? Even Jesus had only 1 out of 500 disciples. In the end, he appeared to 500. The maximum number of disciples we know of was 500. And out of the 500, only 1 was a Judas. How is it that you have 10 and 8 are Judases? Are you a fetish priest or a witch doctor? So today, I'm excited to take you through a few of the shepherding relationships, so that you can also develop the keeper's anointing. Number 1 was what we did last week. Engage your sheep through close friend. Not so. Close friend relationships. I think we were here last week. Get the message. Because if I start to summarize that point, see, it's so much in me that I can use 1 hour to recap. Say close friend. Yes. Please, let's get the message on the pages. Close friend relationships. Yes. You can find your notes. Number 2, which is what we are doing today. Engage your sheep through master-servant relationships. Master-servant. Luke 17, verse 7 and verse 8. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say to him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Can I have the New Living Translation? Something relatable. When a servant comes in, your servant has come home from plowing the field. He went to the farm. He was doing farming. He's been on the farm for the whole day. He's come at 6 o'clock. When a servant comes in from plowing or taking care of sheep, does his master say, come and eat with me? As the servant has come, does the master say, come in and eat with me? Hello? Is that what he says? Verse 8. No. He rather says, prepare my meal, as he has come from the farm. Oh, somebody's being blessed already. As he has come from the field, he says, prepare my meal, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat. Then you can eat later. You see, this verse reveals authority and hardness. If you want to be a shepherd of sheep, you must learn to let the sheep do things that are hard. I mean, as they have come from the field and they are tired, you are also sending him to the kitchen to go and prepare a meal. and wait for you to eat. Then he can go and eat. I mean, a Christian, a believer with the Holy Ghost should be a little kinder. And that is how come we don't have members. We're all in church. This is my third service today. Today. From morning till now. I'm in my third Christian service. Even as I'm speaking, in the realm of the spirit, I can see boli of Banku in certain stomachs and some rices. Yeah. When I came to see stand here, I saw meat. I saw something like kebab in somebody's stomach. Am I preaching? It's true. When I came to stand here, I saw something like kebab somewhere. Yes, right here. You know nothing less than two kebabians in this. Kebabians. No, you see, I don't know whether I'm preaching to somebody or I'm not talking. Look, I'm explaining that is the reason why you don't have members. Yeah. Bishop did not bring me up to be what I am today through softness and kindness. Many of you are kinder than God. That because your member came on a bus at 10 a.m. and the service ended at 2, you have looked kindly on him for him to go away. A real master should tell the guy that go and sit down, start praying at the back of the office. There's a service going on. We are learning to take your members through some hard knocks. No, sir. A shepherd must be kind. True. Loving. Have you eaten? No. The last time we had a meeting, by the time the service was over, I had given my food to two people. We must be kind. That's a shepherd. Thou anointest my head with oil. A shepherd wraps in the oil. A shepherd is caring. But you cannot raise sheep and have leaders and build anything substantial with kindness only. Some of you know of kindness only. Oh, they are tired. They came in the morning. But you are here. I'm not eating anything. I'm standing here. That there's rice here, there's meat here, there's stew here. You tin a little, you scoop a little, and you put something under, and you wipe it at the back with some. I've not done that. But I mean, do I look? No, I'm preaching to someone. I'm talking to you. Listen to me. You are expected as a shepherd to be kind and loving. In fact, the word I'm looking for is caring. You can't be a shepherd who is not caring. You should be caring. But I'm telling you that if that is the only way you are relating with your members, you will never prosper. It's a mistake. There should be a master servant. Master servant. I mean, I found myself in London with Prophet 1 week. I mean, as I was watching the coronation of K King Charles yesterday. I said, oh, but all these places, we have walked here. We've been there. I mean, the walking we have done in London, prophet and a group, the walking. I said, ah, but does he not know that some people have got knee pains and some people are wearing bad shoes? No. I'm not joking. The walking. Walking in London from Buckingham Palace. We went to Piccadilly. We walked through the dental barrier. Can I have water, please? Adenta barrier. From Buckingham Palace to Adenta barrier. See, I saw a name here. It's the name that is really preventing me. The name. Yeah, come back Buckingham Palace. I'll say Adenta barrier. Nonsense. No, you see. And today, as I was watching, the chariot was passing through. I said, all these places, I've been there. Some of your members can't talk about things you have done with them because to attend things with people, there must be hardness. I repeat that it is unfortunate that you will sit here this evening and your members, at least two of them, who could have been here, have gone home, that you are here alone. This kind of relationship is the type where the senior partner in the relationship, which is you, relates like a lord with a servant. Lord it over him. You will never have Bacenta leaders in your Bacenta. You will never have members in your constituency. You will not. Look, the sheep themselves, one day they will insult you. Have you not heard children blaming parents for how they've turned? Sorry.
I have uncles like that. Uncles who will blame their father and their mother.
That's it. I've not had a chat with him. It's an independent account. Children that we give birth to, they grow up and they blame us. As she's married and don't know, doesn't know which one is Maggi Cube. And if you are making a stew, do you start with water and then you add the oil? I mean, how do you? And as she's standing there, she feels that no, if my mother had really taken me through some rough times and taken me to me. Look, when I was 9 years old, 10 years old, my father died when I was 9. I was the first of 5 children. The last one was crawling. At 10 years, I became my mother's husband. 10 years, I became my mother's husband. When she works her salary, I was keeping her salary. I paid for this, would go to the market, buy foodstuffs, bring it, be in the house, determine how much we are. So by 12, I was mature. The beatings I've received from my mother, but it's made me what I am. Yes, it's made me whatever I am. I am a product of my mother's upbringing. I will never stand anywhere, never stand anywhere and blame my mother for what I am. But some of you, your members will curse you. One day they will curse you. Say, this person, may his children also never do well. Yes. What he did with me, he never even said, put his foot down to walk me into a Bacenta meeting. He always left me to do what I wanted to do. Today I can't pray. Because you see, there's a certain stage in life where you can't do much again. That's why I've not seen that. It's so difficult to see a 45-year-old giving his life to Christ. Difficult. If you see it, then that's something, that's a miracle. Your members will blame you. When I look at Grace, how she became Grace, type of rigorous training on her own, all nights she could sing and just sleep. I wonder how many redeemed members she's taken through the same regime. Diocesan Heads, I'm expecting you to manhandle these people under you. To do what? To do what? Manhandle them. Rough them up. You see, what you may not know is that this thing we are doing called Shepherd Church, 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 Basin, Church, Church. God is actually preparing us for our personal lives. Oh, it's our personal lives. Most of you girls here, all this shepherd, let's come for a meeting. It's to prepare you for a marriage. Your marriage. As I'm sitting in front, you are sitting in front of me, and I'm asking you to be awake. It's to prepare you that you when you're with your husband, you will be awake. I'm telling you, you have slept. Somebody was having sex with his wife and he heard her snoring. Hey! During. Is she here? Let me check there and see. She's not here. She was snoring. She should be taken to her mother. Meanwhile, the next house, the noises coming from there, the life. You are in your house, you hear that they have broken the louver blades. Have thieves come to the house? No thief. Look, when I was working in Kolebu Teaching Hospital, I was made a chief resident, something that is done once, because even the time, your years, you can only be a chief resident once and hand over. I became a chief resident for 2 consecutive years. Not that I failed and stayed in the department. No. I passed my exam one touch. Because I had come to the department and none of my colleagues was in my league. Not intelligence. No. But by being a pastor, I was used to a certain way of living my life, a certain way of working. So as we were, they were all doctors, but I was a doctor and a pastor, and it gave me an edge. Yes. Can you say the same thing that you, in your class or in your workplace, as a shepherd, as a basenta leader, and as a whatever worker you are, with your colleagues, you have an edge? Rather, they are discussing how to sack you. Oh, yes. are just there. Nothing can come out of us. There's no, because you see, nothing great comes out of nice and easy things. Anything that is, look, yesterday, today is Sunday. Yeah, Saturday. An employee in America, he works for Google. Google. Not in Japan. No. It's Japan that nonsense is very common. This America, New York, Google. He jumped from one of the floors and just killed himself. Suicide. Because the work they do, the pressure. The pressure. Japan there. I mean, it's like every day people, they just kill themselves like they are killing flies. Oh, yes. They don't sleep. Japan. Suicide. Korea. Google Korea suicide. It's one of the highest in the world. No wonder they are the ones making the tablet and the iPad that you don't even want to have your quiet time with. You even read from it. Read from the iPad. You won't read. I want to inform you that the people who are making things happen in the world, they are not sleeping. No. They are not doing soft things. Nobody gets far in life with nice and easy things. Don't do easy. Don't do easy. This ministry we are doing, you are just... That was actually the philosophy that made me start First Works. I don't want to go into it. They know the reason why we began First Works. Because as I looked at them with pain in my chest, that these are graduates, these are uni guys, I saw hopelessness in their future. I was with a boy yesterday. I was praying for him or something. And I just saw that he had, in the spirit, he had parked a car in the office, in the church. He had come to church. Meanwhile, this boy doesn't even have a bicycle. And the Lord said, this guy, if he listens to the advice you are giving him, he becomes so valuable at his workplace that they will give him a car to use. Yes. Have they given you a car? Have they given you a car? But somebody, where you work, they have given a car to somebody. Master servant. But I can understand why you can't take them through that. Because you yourself, you are chicken feed. This type of relationship emphasizes rank and differences. In the scripture above, the servant has a completely different life from the master. While the master rests, the servant works and sweats. But you see, many of you, all you see is a master resting. But that master who is resting has worked hard before. Some of you become pastors. We appoint you as pastors. Or you enter full time and you want to drive the car the bishop is driving. Do you know for how long we've been in the system? Do you even know where that car came from? Do you know the kind of pastoring I have done with my life and my body? Have you done 100 of that type of shepherding before? Do you even know that they are possible? You see, I want you to really listen to me. Because a real shepherd, you won't go far till you know Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2. This is a master-servant relationship. You see, Psalm 23, I wish I could give you an exegesis of each verse. No two verses have the same type of shepherding relationship. In one, he's laying a table before him. In one, he's making him lie down. Lie down. I am telling you that you are coming for the meeting. You are coming for the all night. You are coming for the all night. And I really find it so beautiful how prophet arranged the relationship. Because you can't have a master-servant relationship with someone when you've not had a close friend relationship with that person. Yeah. You can't. That's why it's truly number one. The things we listed the other day, if you've taken a sheep through those things, you've helped the sheep, you've been a friend, then you can switch to master servant. He makes me lie down. I mean, what future has a shepherd who doesn't make his members do things? Because the sheep you have with you, they don't have any, look, Isaiah 53. Look at what is there. Isaiah, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. Like sheep. It means the easiest thing for sheep to do is to go astray. As I said, he's describing we human beings, but he said, like sheep, the next is to get lost. The next thing is for each one to turn to his own way. So when you are a shepherd who leaves your sheep to do things, it means you are allowing them to go astray or to get lost. No wonder you don't have any member. It's a shepherd who tells the sheep what to do. If your sheep are not reading their Bible, you see, it is this master sheep relationship that Jesus talked about in Matthew 4:19. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Yes, it is. I will let you become, I will help you to be, or you will become. You shall be made. I will make you. I will make you. And you should see them in Acts, boasting about Jesus. You should see Peter boasting about Jesus. How they killed him. How they marched him to Pontius Pilate. What they did to him. And how he has risen again. And that's the Jesus we are preaching to you. Oh, it's beautiful. That Peter was called Satan one day. He was told to get away. Are you a leader at all? What have you been able to make your member do? What have you been able to make someone do or be? The saddest thing you see around is shepherds who have no control over their sheep. They have no control. I'm telling you, your children, you can't raise children with close friends. Me, I'm very happy I have my wife in my house. She's a great woman. I mean, if my children were with me alone, they would have been brats, spoiled brats. Anything they want, they get. But not my wife. Sometimes I just hide it. Go to your room. Where it? And when I stand back and I see the children she has raised by the grace of God, I clap for her in my head. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She's hard. I don't like it. But that is how to raise children. I can raise a child who everything he wants he gets. So I'm very happy. One of my greatest blessings is Healing Jesus campaign. You travel, you are not in the house. They are dead. They are hungry. But they need to be hungry. They need to learn how to clean the room you are in. Yes. You are going where? Outreach. You are going nowhere. I'm saying that enter your room and clean the room. Sweep, clean, wash your clothes, iron them, and come and show them to me. Beautiful. Me, okay, you know, go and come. When you come, just make sure you iron tomorrow. Will you do it tomorrow? Okay, just go. Make sure you do it. But I'm surprised I'm a different person in church. I'm very happy I'm a different person. Maybe it's because my wife is in the house, so I've left that. Oh, she's doing a good job. Beautiful girl. Otherwise, you are raising devils. Devils. He makes me lie down. It is my prayer. That all of us will have the chance to say one day that I made Ellen do this. I made him do this. It's so sad that now my responsibilities are a lot and I can't, like, how to tell it? That Susan hurts. I want to see ministry. Otherwise, I'll personally take over your diocese. Yes. And rent a room for you somewhere to go and fill it with members. You should have about 3 all nights in a week. I mean, when I see your faces, it's sad. You see, but who will have the 3 all nights in a week? Who will do it? Do you know who will do it? Anybody who can have 3 all nights in a row deserves to be called a master. You see, a master who is engaging a sheep in a master-servant relationship is a master because he has mastered himself. He has gained mastery over laziness. He has gained mastery over inordinate sleep. He has gained mastery. You can't tell a member not to listen to Comfort Kwade when you have not mastered it yourself. A master has mastered that problem. It is the area you have mastered that you can cause someone to be a servant in. The area you have mastered. The area you have mastered. No lazy pastor can lead people to have 3 all nights a week. We went for a camp last week. For the 3 days we were there, the longest break we had was 1.5 hours. You forgotten? Oh, I was alone at the camp. Uh-huh. Okay, let's pause. Let's pause. You will say that you had a 1 hour break. You had a 1.5 hour break. What you don't know is that the one who was teaching was also standing on his feet and taught us all through. So you must, you see, for you to put people through that regime, you yourself should have mastered the very art of preaching for a long time. If you are a pastor who preaches after 1 hour, you are tired. 45 minutes, you are tired. Let's take a break. That your members cannot say that they also sat for 1 hour. Because if they sit for 4 hours, it means that the meaning is that you taught for 4 hours. So you should have mastered yourself first before you become a master over a servant. How can you tell somebody, have your quiet time and come and share with me what you learned? When you don't know how to have quiet time, when he comes to share, what does he come to share with you? And how will you know that there's nonsense he's saying? You cannot have a master-servant relationship in any area you have not mastered. That's why perhaps your best prayer would be for you to learn hardness yourself. Learn hardness. If you are a soft person, the meaning is that nothing much will happen under you because the people will, they are on holidays. They are on holidays. I mean, first love people go to church. They are coming home at 5 a.m. Is it that the bishops are sleeping and they have chained the doors and kept them in with minerals and water and kebab? It's 5 a.m. you drive, or they are in their offices having meetings. So if the people have been there till 4, till 3, till 5, it means that the pastors themselves also know how to be there till 3, till 4, till 5. So if there's anyone to talk to, I don't need your members. I need you. I need you, not your members. Because it is the hardness you have. It is the abilities and the I'm saying that you are watching me. You are watching me. I'm having my 3rd service on a Sunday. I preach in Kolegono on Friday. From 9 a.m., 9 p.m. I ended at 2, 1 something. And came here to have 8 a.m. direct. Can you do it? Those standing should stand. Those sitting should sit. Just lift your two hands and pray. A simple prayer that God, help me to be heard. Look, and please look at me. Let me put your hand down. And I'm saying, please get the context well. These things I'm talking about are not just ministry virtues. It's life. If you will ever earn $15,000 a month in Accra here, $15,000 a month in Accra, the meaning is that you know how to stay awake. Otherwise, your salary will be 850 Ghana. The lower your salary, the more sleep you enjoy. Oh yes, anybody who earns more than you sleeps less than you. On that basis, you can now lift your hands and pray. Maybe there's a curse on you that prevents you from doing well in life. That one, I can't help you. The best I can do is to tell you that don't choose nice and easy things. Don't. Learn hardness. And don't just learn it. Endure it. I said endure it. It's the same thing that you let somebody go for a camp and want to eat banku and tilapia by force. You can't be at a place for 2 days without eating banku. Abba! You can eat plantain chips in 24 hours. You must by all means find some chop bar somewhere. You won't do well in life. I'm telling you that while you are, your roses and your dress, that's what you wear till you die. Life is not like that. Wake up! Limpele vekese devadibis preni manama vedusim peledus kivadubo shini manama kadava pv. Stop the ease with which you are living your life. Woe unto those who are at ease in Zion. Zion is not a place for relaxation. We are not here to have fun. As one pastor said, if you are at ease in Zion, you'll be eased out. And it's true. It's true. It's not a joke. It's not a comical statement. You'll be literally eased out. The people who make it are hard workers. By the grace of God, there's no responsibility I can't take up. Can you? A basenta, see how you are struggling to keep 12 members. You can't keep them because you don't know how to be a master. Because you yourself, you have not mastered life yourself. A master has mastered life. As one of our lady, newly appointed lady pastors, I mean, I just admire her father. I mean, when I think of him, I just feel good. Pray. I'm talking to you as you pray. Pray. Learn how to pray and listen also. The man is hard. But he's not just hard on his children. He has been hard on himself. He has mastered life. He has been through. He has fought to have what he has. You want to come and enjoy it with ease. You'll be surprised that soon there'll be no member in your basenta. There'll be nothing under you. Life is not like that. Whoever told you that life is an easy life has lied to you. And I'm telling some of you, if you don't listen to me, if you don't change, you will never do well in life. You will just be walking in church till you are 70 years and you die as a useless person. You will never make it. You will never break through, break out, become anybody substantial. Pray. Lipakadoshi de Velekesudi Balaba, Lima Cavadoshi, Prihindi Vicasus, Plenimo Kevesini Manama, Livadoshi Peledeve,
Reva kushin pili viri manama zendili vekadaba levedu shimpala bababa reva nimo kevedu shimpaba legedu shimpelede prinimo kadiva sadiba lima mama
shandaba
legedu
shimpaba ay ayabatos kabahandama
shadeveke sunimaha.
Close friends, yes, but there's master servants. Pray.
Revedo shapakato shidi vinimaha. Pini make it if a shudi bring the mada. Leketo pan.
Who taught you that life is easy? I repeat myself. You can't engage somebody in a master servant relationship when you have not mastered life yourself. Master sin, master ignorance, master foolishness, master laziness, have mastery. Then you can engage somebody.
Limbre kedeve sudi balaba ravani mo shindeleve kedebe limperevo shikalaba zandili vikasote bradikado shimpeledosa bini mo keve salavati brini mo.
You want an easy life? Alright, you have it.
Revedo shimpababa zandi.
You will have it.
Ravadama Zindima.
But you won't like it.
Zinima Mandili Vikadaba Panima Kasote
Mandili
Kashuri Manama.
Oh Lord, how I wish you had hard working leaders, hard working shepherds, hard working pastors. My God and my Lord, Mazatabaha Labrabas Kanale Mandolaba Ariamagosa Mandas Tabaha Le Manda. Malama, 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 Ay Abba, Malama, Maya, Mala, 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 Mama,
Shalaba, Baba, Lima Kato, Sheleve Kedusi Pranima, Zendili Vikadaba, Rivedunimo, Zampalaves Shekaraba, Revanimo Shedima Kapanima, Zendili Vikaba, Revedimo Shinimo, Revenima Kapayaba, Zendima, Limpeledu Sheketose, Ravadima, Zini Minima, Lima Kadoshi Prenima, Impelevisi Prakadoshi Panima, Renimo Sinde, Revedosh Ampekede, Livinimona, Zandile Vakadaba, Zempelenia, Mipakado Sheketebe, Impala Vakaso TV, Prinimo Kadavado Shandima, Zandivedosh Prekediba,
you don't know how to give yourself
away.
Look, let me tell you an experience I had today. I was in my office after the service when I was told one of our fathers was here. He's not for a reason. He couldn't come to my office. I came. He was sitting at the back. We're chatting and talking. And I noticed that I've not had that type of Sunday afternoon before, where I'm laughing and chatting and talking. But I noticed something interesting. We sat for about an hour. As I sat with him, I noticed that at a point I was feeling hungry. Which is a very strange feeling. I've never felt hungry on a Sunday. Suddenly, I understood why people can have lunch on Sunday afternoon. There's not much to do. I was sitting here laughing. I mean, I was so relaxed. But I noticed that at a point, I said, if I get rice and stew, I'll eat. I said, if I get kebab, I'll eat. Which is rare. Rare. I rarely have a desire to eat. Any lunch I've eaten here, it's to have marital peace. It's not for want to mark register, to be said that I ate. But even in the past few weeks, that one has even gone. I don't have the time. I mean, the meetings I've lined up this evening, I don't even know when I'm going home. This is the beginning of my day. But as I sat there, I said, I can understand how a pastor can eat banku on Sunday afternoon. That's not much to do. Your lunch date must come on. I'm not saying that, like, I can't get anyone to send to Cass Valley to buy me food. Or the people I could send, I haven't rehearsal. So I can't get anyone. No. I have food. I don't buy food. All my life, I've not known how to eat from restaurants. I don't know that. In school, I was cooking my own food. I've never known how to sit somewhere to eat. In all my marital life, I move with my lunch bag. Whenever I'm moving, I don't know how to be buying food. The food is there. It's there. Oh, you don't get the point I'm making? Oh, I couldn't get anyone to send to Mary to buy the watche at 2 o'clock. They were having rehearsals and there was no one there. And all I had was a drink. No, the food is there. The time. There are times I'm having meetings. My bladder is full. The time to go and empty the bladder. Because it's like a movie. It's like a movie. I mean, the action is on. That's why you are where you are. That's where you are. That's why nothing. The people who work hard. I said, Google suicide in Korea. You will sit down. You are not even ashamed that somebody will make an iPad for you to use. I mean, all your life, everything, somebody has to make it, then you use it. Somebody has to make it. Has to make the shirt. Even your panties that is dirty, crap that you are re-wearing, somebody made it for you. Even to wash it, you can't wash it. Nothing less than 6 people here have re-worn the panties you are wearing today. I shouldn't say such things, I see. A pastor shouldn't talk like that. I mean, somebody has used this machine to make the panty suit. You wash it and wear. You wear it. You hang it for 3 days, run the air, but then you re-wear. As per media reports, at least 13,000 people in South Korea ended their life last year with a rate of 26 per 100,000. And it's the highest among the developed. That's a place they make TVs. They make iPhones. They make this. They make phones. They make Samsung. They make Kia. They make Hyundai. They make Daewoo. You see, where people work, there's pressure. But it's good though. I won't die now because me, I can't commit suicide. I want to live. I shall live and not die. So because of Mr. Bishop Man, what you are saying, you will live and not die. Yes, you will live and not die. But the life you will live, you'd have preferred to be dead. Let your right hand. Say, I'll master life myself. I'll master life. Say, mastery over laziness.
Mastery over laziness.
Mastery over ignorance.
Mastery over ignorance.
Mastery over poor preaching.
Mastery over poor
preaching. Mastery over wanting to sleep all the time.
Mastery over wanting to sleep all the time.
Say, I'm learning today.
I'm learning today
about the master-servant relationship.
About the master-servant relationship.
But say, I can't get up to be a master.
I can't get up to be a master.
To be a master.
To be a master.
I must master life.
I'm a master life.
To be a master.
To be a master.
I must master sin.
I must master
worldliness.
I must master worldliness.
To be a master.
To be a
I must have mastery over evil.
I must have mastery over evil.
And worldliness.
And worldliness.
I see somebody's ministry changing.
Amen.
Number three. The third type of relationship. It's called bride and groom relationship. Not husband and wife. Bride-groom relationships are passionate relationships. Makatuza. Which engage the sheep. Passion is usually based on mystery about who the other party is. Brides and grooms are passionately in love with each other. Passion. Is it Barry White who sang Passion? I think so. Passion. Useless leader. I didn't say husband and wife. But Bishop, this bride and groom there. What they start here and final. And then the feelings in the body are there, they are fame. Back on. No. Bride and groom is not sex. Bride and groom is passion. Passion. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay. You see, some of you have lost sheep because you can't make the. One day I cried when a member said, she was leaving. I wept. There's only two times in my life, only twice, I've spent, like, I lay in bed looking at the ceiling with my eyes wide open from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. Only twice in my life. Not praying. No. Not listening to messages. No. I'm not waiting on God having an all night. No. You can't pray. You can't listen to messages. There's no music. You are like that. You are frozen. All you are looking at is the ceiling. Your eyes are wide open all night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only twice. One of them was when somebody told me he was leaving me. How does a bride pursue, a groom pursue the bride? Passion. Any proper man who has married will tell that he spent a lot of evenings in a week before he married the wife. Texting. I mean, those days when we were beloved, there was no text. Calling. Everybody in Lagos knew that I had a beloved in tech. Anybody going to tech had to see me first for a letter. Oh, yes, they knew. Passion. It's like you don't understand anything. Any mandate I get, I must send it to Kumasi. Transfers. Anything that is nice will never spend 2 minutes in my hand. It has to be given to someone to take to Kumasi. DHL. It takes 3 days. This is fast. And I can tell you, it's not only my bride I married to be my wife. No. I have that passionate relationship with men, women, churches. I went to Kolegono to go and preach. That's the first time I've had a four-night convention. I'm going there again on Thursday. Tomorrow, Thursday. To meet the Basenda leaders. I'm pursuing them. It's like something in me. I want you. After 4 days, convention is 3 days. The convention I know is 3 days. 2 or 3 days. Mine was four. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then by Friday, I said, I want more. So I'm going there on Thursday to meet. I got a text from Bishop Intefo today. He said, is it real? With two question marks. Yes! It is real! You guys, you will miss me one day. Yeah. You watch it. Something is happening in front of you, but you can't see. You can't see passion. You can't see the passion. Passion is an intangible, but we feel it. We feel it. You can be doing this. You and I, we are doing the same thing. We are all arranging iPads. But you can do yours with passion. And mine is without passion. The results will be different. It's like salt. It's a very active ingredient. But it's not big. When we see you, and we see how you are building your basenta, how you are relating with people, it's not a bride-groom relationship. Bride-groom relationship is that I want you. I like you. I need you. I told somebody who was leaving me, I said, I need you. Please don't go. I beg you, don't go. He said, I'm going. I listed the things I have done. I said, it can't be that I'm a wicked person. Then he added some other things I wouldn't even say. He said, you did this also for me. Yes. But still I'm going. But I'm just telling you that. When I remembered how Bishop walked through London with us, I just only can remember the walking I've done in Takrade with my beloved. Yeah, like if I lived in OEB, she would be living this road, 1, 2, I think, around maybe Firestone. Madina Firestone. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
If not Firestone, then let's do at least Race Junction. Yeah. So when I remember, so that I was watching the coronation and I saw the streets and I remembered us walking. The only thing was a man who was in love walking with us in London. She would come and visit me and I'll go and see her off walking. Then she will see me off. Then I'll go and see her off. Like some mad people. That's bride and groom. Not husband and wife. Bride and groom. So if you meet anybody here who before you marry, you quarrel a lot, withdraw. End it on my word. You've chosen the wrongest person. bride and groom is just passion that doesn't even make sense. Your parents are trying to stop you. Say, no, no, no. No, 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 no. No. It is Daphne or suicide. To stop me from marrying Daphne means that you are asking me to commit suicide. It's Daphne or suicide. It is Stephanie or drowning in the sea. That is bridegroom. And we want to see that with your members. I want you. I like you. I've got these biscuits. Eat some. Oh, Jesus. You are hungry? I've got my lunch there. Go and eat it. No. The possibility that I'm talking to the wrong people. It's higher than high. It's higher than high. I feel like ending this message. I'm talking. I'm telling you. No. I say them sometimes, but this one is a very genuine feeling. Because I don't know when you will have that passion I'm talking about. I don't know what will make you have that passion I'm talking about. The passion that says, I want to be. Look, Saturday evening, last week, Friday evening, Mary's wedding. As soon as we took the pictures, the bishops, Mary, Benji, with bishops, as soon as we did, I had crap, I got a call from prophet. If you remember, we had canceled the camp. There was a reason we canceled it. Yeah. Doctor, go, how are you? I said, oh, we have just finished the wedding. Nice wedding on the terrace. I said, wow, it's great. I said, please, gather your people. We are having the camp. I said, I beg you. You need to rest. He said, it is in your mind that I don't rest. It's your mind. I said, we beg you. He said, tomorrow evening, I'm moving to Mampo. They should be there. We designed a flyer on the terrace here. Tired, busted, dying. He says, I want to be with the Makane guys. I want to be with them. I want to be with them. He couldn't even stand. He was sitting on a chair and preaching. What type of pastor are you? Members can't feel any fire. I mean, any, I need you, I want you, I love you, I like you, I want to be with you. I know your mistakes. I went to somebody's house. She opened her kitchen cabinet where we keep our spices and Jenny and all the things. She opened the kitchen cabinet and I saw Hennessy, cognac, dry gin, a girl. He said, this is my life. I said, I still like you. I want to have sex with you. There's no woman living or dead who can say that I've slept with her. Oh, that was it. There's one. Sorry for giving you false information. And if she comes up with it to accuse me, I'll say, this is our marriage certificate. We signed. You signed. I said, I like you. kitchen so that it is disguised. A drinker. That's the one I can tell you in public. So some I can't say it in the microphone. I said, I still like you. I mean, honestly, I'm praying that what I'm sharing with you will change something in you. Yeah, because if it's able to change something in you, this church will be filled after 2 weeks, or every chair here will be filled. Anybody who has a bride and groom, bridegroom relationship, bridegroom, 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 remember it's bridegroom, not sex. It's the passion. I want to be with you. There are kings who have abdicated their throne because of a bride. So I will marry if it means losing my throne as the king of England. I will lose it to be married to you. Ebe. That's passion. That's passion. Can I tell you one characteristic of passion? Or you're not interested? One characteristic of passion is that its action is spontaneous and from within. Passion doesn't wait for someone to say that, do this, visit her. Anybody who should be told to visit your beloved, break up. I must tell you to visit her. Write a note. Take her out. It's only husbands I say take her out. Because they are tired. Rightly so. Rightly so. Oh, mommy, it's true. It's true. In my lifetime, I have paid dollars and put church members in hotels in Accra. Top hotels. Yes. Your anniversary, as I'm sitting with them, I call. And I call somebody, use my card, pay. Some of them, I give them the dollars. I go to my whatever, take dollars, get it, go and pay. I do that for tired husbands. Bride and groom, nay. Anybody listening to me, somebody you have not married, you have to beg him to listen to you. I sat in my car yesterday with a young man. Just yesterday, he said, look, yesterday was Saturday. He said, this week, we have communicated only twice. We have not spoken for more than 2 seconds in a call, 2 minutes in a call. It's not good. The marriage that will be a marriage, that one, there must be fire in your loins. Fire in your bones. Even that type of marriage, when we marry, we are still quarreling. How much more you are not married, you are already quarreling. Open and eject. Press eject now. Press eject now. I have no problem paying money to husbands and wives to go to check in, go to the hotel, go to airport city. Spend one night on my account. You are waiting. I'll do it for you, baby. Hey! Even as I think of it, it's passion. That will let a pastor say, you know something? You are tired. Go to the hotel. Go and spend one night. You are tired. But I don't expect tiredness. Bride and groom, there's no tiredness. So we walk. In fact, the more we walk, the more the energy comes. Yeah. Bride and groom, you preach like Bishop Dagiwad Mill. The more you preach, the more you have energy. Yeah. Bride and groom, it's prayer. You are with them. You talk. You are not. You don't want to separate from them.
My God.
But center service, you are tired of your members. You are in the meeting, not just 38 minutes. Some of you, when you see your face, It's a sleeping face, not sleepy. Not sleepy face. It's a sleeping face. Present continuous. Have you ever seen a bride and groom sitting at the beach? They are talking and the groom is asleep. The erection he has as he's sitting there. My goodness. Sleeping. Did you say sleeping? Groom is asleep at the beach. Then I should end the meeting because then there's no foundation. Bride and groom, there's nothing like tiredness. I'm surprised that you look sleeping. Basenta meeting, your singer is singing. No, you sit down. No, we don't go. There's no passion. Watch the videos. Watch the videos of camps as I sit in the camps. I can't sit back. My buttock, half of the buttocks is in front.
Yes.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Many of you should just resign. You know something? We've got over hundreds of basentas. I would prefer to have 20 excited, exciting, passionate bridegroom basenta leaders than a horde of useless. Useless. Let's do four and close. Number four. Engage your sheep through it's even funny. This one is funny. Engage your sheep through father-son relationship. That's my son. My daughter, come here. That is real name, Papa Les. Wow. Stupidity. Stupidity. Papa Les. My son. Hear the instruction of your father. What's the first one? Close friends. Number two is what? You know, I'm frustrated. I feel frustrated. I want to end. Number three is what? Bride and groom relationship. The fourth one, mommy, is father. Proverbs 1, verse 3, verse 8. Proverbs 1 verse 8. Let's go. I have a meeting with Basenta Shepherds. I want to finish this next week, or if there's time. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. And forsake not. Is it that I want to cry or just a feeling? I don't like the feeling I have. I suddenly have realized that the environment is a strange environment. I'm talking about different types of relationships. But this one, really, the time I need for this is 1 hour. this point. You see, because apart from, in fact, it is actually a variant. It's a variant of the master's servant relationship. It's a variant. Even though the sources and the roots are different. Ministry, basenta work, it's not done with basenta shepherds. The best, the epochal ministry I've done in my life was not done with pastors and reverends and bishops. If you want to go far in this work, I want to advise you. To give birth. A father is a father to a son because he gave birth to the son. Or am I wrong? Yeah. Your father gave birth to you. There is nothing like ministry. You don't have it if you don't give, if you've not given birth. Anybody you know who has made it in the ministry has given birth to sons. Not people you are calling my son, my son, my son. Paul said, though you have 10,000 instructors, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you. Through the gospel, you have opportunities to beget. You see, to give birth means to produce a brand new person from your works. Oh, and it requires work. It's my prayer that God will deliver you from the curse of working with pastors and working with reverends and working with bishops. These titles, we have them. Today we give people reverends. But I don't want to work with reverends. I don't want reverends. I don't need no reverend. I don't need no lady reverend. The people who do ministry with you as sons. Sons. Philippians 2, verse 22. That ye know the proof of him. That as a son with a father, he has said. Some of my true sons have given birth to in the ministry. They don't even call me daddy. Those names are not important. If you feel like I don't have that, I can think of one. He texts me, Bishop, how are you? But he says, son. It's this ragamuffins who like using daddy, ragamuffins. We are not here. We are by God's grace. I am about 40 years. Once you cross 40, you are mature. You are what? Mature. I'm not here looking for waiting to be doted upon with placations and platitudes. Daddy. Shiakai. Proper sons. Some of them don't even use the word daddy. As a son with a father, I sat in my sitting room with a couple from America. What they have? The pepe. They came to, they are Ghanaians. They came to Ghana to adopt a baby. Beautiful. By the time they got the baby, they were tired. Yes. Ghana, social welfare, congratulations. And I told the woman, I pointed my finger, I said, never think that your friend Ethel, who got pregnant for 9 months and went into labor to deliver Rihanna, is more of a mother than you. The problems you've gone through, the money, the thousands and tens of thousands of dollars you have spent, is also your labor. A daughter is not only the one who comes through between your legs. Many women will never have the chance of having a baby coming from between their legs. One woman wife told me, he said, I wish I would even get pregnant and miscarry. Then I've done it. Have you ever had that wish before? As your life's dream. But I've had it before in my lifetime. She sat here. I sat here. Said, I wish that I will get pregnant, miss my period. After 3 months, I lose the baby. I'll be calm. I want a miscarriage. You've not been under pressure. It's a nice morning. Not every woman will get pregnant. We all want to get pregnant. There are times I've been waiting to miss my period. It doesn't get, it always comes every month. I told you last 2 weeks, I said, I have my period. I told her. And she sent me a text later on. Said, that thing I told her, she has never heard it before. And she wants to tell me. I said, when you go, call your friends for outdooring. Don't bother about what they'll be asking about. Where is this one from? Said, this is my baby. How did you get her? I labored. Is it not labor they go through? Is it not labor they go through? I also labored. There are different types of labor. For Paul, he called somebody a son, not because he came from in between his legs, but he labored through the gospel. I want to end the meeting. I have a son, biological son, who sees me as a father, as a spiritual father. I'm his biological father, but he also sees me as a spiritual father. Those are rare relationships. Those are rare. Most of the sons I have, there's no biological relationship. But they will tell you, I have begotten. That word begotten is a very complex word, which involves missing your period, vomiting, going to antenatal, whatever, going to labor. Women die in labor. They die. The baby comes out. The woman is dead. Mortuary, dead. You've not heard some before. It's not a small thing to beget. It's your laziness that wants you to, that makes you want to use people that others. I mean, most of you here, the people you have, you didn't give birth to them. One of my greatest moments in ministry was Adenta, Bread of Life. There, everybody I built the church with was a son. I went to meet them in the church. Their pastor is Bishop. Archbishop Ampafu, who was here today. But when I took over the church, I gave birth to them again. What? I can't start talking about the shepherding I did. By third year, fourth year, I had sons. That close friend, that lesson we went through, the things I shared last 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whenever we were here, that number one, close friend relationship, that is how to give birth to a son. That's how to give birth to a son. By the time you have done the things I listed, by the time you have killed the foxes, the wolves. I mean, if somebody who is into Kwame Eugene stops listening to Kwame Eugene and is now listening to first love music, you've given birth. It is, you have caused that person to exist as a gospel music lover. You birthed him. What new thing have you created in somebody's life? I mean, Bacenta shepherds by this time should even be finding beloveds for their members. Because if I pick this man as a shepherd and brings her to this woman and I say, try the friendship, it works a little, and then you marry, I may not have taken you to school. I may not have bought a car for you. But I have fathered you into your marital life. I'm asking that, what have you done for a member that was not a part of his life, but is now there because of you? You. If you get a member to stop betting and gambling, you have birthed a new life. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you. If you are able to prize away worldly friendships and introduce the person to new cycles of Christian friends, you have burst a social life for him. Why do you need, you see, it's the father-son relationship that morphs into master-son. You all know parents. Hey, Adwa, Kada, go to the bedroom. You say, you eat what? At this time, get to the room. You are wearing this. Go and change. Let's go. It's not a master-servant relationship. Most father-son, mother-daughter, especially mother-daughter relationships are master-servants. You want toffee? Your mouth like toffee. Come on, sit down and eat the food. At this time. Did you say you won't go to school today? Go and dress up. I didn't hear. Did you say you will not go to school? Is that you won't go? Oh, you didn't say that. Oh, sorry. I thought I heard you said you won't go to school. Sorry. I'm waiting for you in the car. As a master servant. Bishop wanted to do veterinary medicine. His father said, no, you are going to medical school. Go to Oxford. He went to Oxford. He couldn't find a church. He told his father, I will study medicine. But please take me to Ghana. At least I've got Calvary Road I can live on. He's a medical doctor, not because he wanted to. But his father, if you see him, you will know that he's a master. I'm saying that ministry will require sometimes shouting, barking, stamping your foot. that you dare not shout at somebody you have not given birth to. You dare not. You dare not. May the daughters I have, any daughter who has not heard a shout from me is not the proper daughter. I've not grown wild on you. Like you and I is just hacks. Then change your name to Mademoiselle or some type. I don't know what type of name. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because there's no proper father-son relationship that your mother would not tell you that your mouth is smelling. Go and brush your teeth. Go to Auntie Gifty and go and collect some. Is that your armpit? Is that your armpit? Yeah, yeah. Bring the scissors. No, you can't raise a child without shouting. Ministry is apprenticeship. Ministry is raising people. As I'm preaching, I'm raising you. One day you become pastors, apostles, evangelists, and you can never say you have raised anybody when you've not shouted. That's why you need, it's a necessity. It's a shepherdorial imperative that you give birth. To give birth means to make a person do something he has not done before. Become something he has not become. That's why that word, follow me and I will make you oikodomio. The meaning of oikodomio is to make something out of an object. To carve out. To sculpt. Oikodomio. To sculpt a figurine out of a stone. Until you have sculpted a life out of somebody, you can't say it's your son. I will make you. I will produce something out of you. I'm saying it again as I end. You can never call somebody a son when you have never made the person become something he was not. These guys were fishes of fish. To make them fishes of men, you have to make them into something they are not. And it is that oikodomio that makes the person a son. I mean, read the Bible. You see blastings. Paul blasting Timothy, blasting Philemon, blasting. At that point, he said, "I want to tell you owe your life to me." But see, I'll give you a challenge. Try and take somebody through a relationship that will make you one day say that you owe your life to me. I give it to you as your assignment. From today, start somebody on a journey for 6 years, for 3 years, and take the person through a life of building new things, doing new things, becoming, till after 3 years, 4 years, the person is something. And what that person is, he knows that without you it would not have happened. He said, "I will repay it, but I want to say to you that you owe to me your very self." Until you have said that to somebody, you've not produced a son. Stand to your feet.
Let your hand clap be proper. I want you to lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and pray. Lift up your hands and pray. Lift up your hands and pray. ask God to give you these four shepherding relationships.
Yes.
These four relationships. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Make up Radu Shiveke Sudi Mana Mama Maha. Zeke Shada Baba Baba Badu Simpele Veke Sudima. Liba Kavada Baba Bu Sheveke Sudi Mama Mama. Impele Devede Kashaba. Zindile
Bala Baba Baba. Ask God to give you
Leke Toi Baba Baba Bu Shedevene.
Kanuma Neble
Implevedush Kivada Badush. Pini Mavada Ketusha. Pendi Vada Du Sheveke Sudi Mana. Pini Moveke Sudi Madivish. Pendi Vegedush Impele. Pini manakada do shevegedushe. Panima sandili vikado shimpala. Sandili vikatoni mo shavala katos. Bindi viandi vakado shevedebelebe.
Lord, give me.
Mandili vu shanama. Oh, yes. Mandili vikadaba. Leva da bala bada baba bush. Mimbelevede kedevede belevedu shanama. Limpeke devu shampalaba Zikataya baba baba shandelebe Ravadus kataya Mandili vikapaya mama mama shandelebe Mandili vikapaya baba baba Likadaba Likaya bala baba baba Likadabu
shima Lift up your hands and pray.
Likadaba Lipaya bar Mandili bu
Yekadaba baba baba baba
Shandili vikalaba
Give me close friend relationships
Shandili vadabu shimpelebe
Master seven relationships
Mandili vikadaba baba
Help me to walk in bride and groom relationships. Father-son relationships.
Zendili vadaba keshoni ma. Lideko sevede makapadu simpe. Zadiva kada baba da shandele kedebe. Makataya ba zevede mapada ba. Lika padi kesutini ma. Limada pinimu kevede belebe. Mashavala baba bakadus mampele dus impele deve kadabala ba limpele do kala baba bashalaba leve de mana mama makadaba zindili vakapa ya mana ma leve de dus impele debe kandili vikala ba zindili vini mana ma manteye veshalaba Kedivana ma, manteli vakadaba, zendiba, mando ushivini mukara, revedu shampala deve kedebe, mampele du shekedebe, zini mana mama ma, levadu impele, kedu shedeve, manchele vikala bababa, zendili vakaba bababa, zendili vakala bababa, mandivi kishintaya ba, likaya ba ma 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 ma, likaya ba ba ba, maandaya ba, zendili vakaya ba, lekeve suni mana ma sedeve, mandili vikaba bababa, shima, zendili bala baba baba kerevush min dilivi Pandile veke shendala bababa Mandili vika paya bababa Zendele veka da bababa Shandebe Impele du shanima Yendili vadaba Kedeve shanama nama Zendele vika la bababa Mandili vike lebe Manda bababa shunima Leve kata ya babadush Impele Kevede bele vedi sanamanama Zendibi Lima kapaya bababa Shini manama Zika paya dushi payama Lima katoni makedevus Pini mavadaba Zini mekadadush Livadaba Zindima Kimindi vasada bababa Revedi manama Shandele kedebebebesha Makataya mandima Zendibe Ravani makatoni ma Legedebe Legedevedi manama Mandelivi kapaya babo shinima zendiliva revedeko shanima namasandelebe ravanima ravanima kadimo shanama leka baba baba kadiveni monima zendilibi kapaya baba baba sandilebe reketa ya mama zindilibi leka paya mandili baba baba shandilebe makatunima zinima vadimo leka paya vini manama sandilibi vikato sampale mindia impeleko shini manama zimbili verimo zimbili venimo mampele dush kete ya manama libala bakatush bini manama zendimi zendimi kalabababa shandibe mantelevelebe kadabababa zendima likapaya bababa selivinima Mandivika show fedimo impilivika da baba shini mana mama beleveke de bele mashana mana masandibe impilivush impilivushikalaba rami manama ramini mana masandili baraba reketaya bashoni mapaya basindibika des Pini makadava, zeni mini mavadi mama, shendiaba, livada bakatoni manama sindima, livi mama, legedeve shanama, mandili bika, revedebe, zini manama, makataya ba shandi belebe, impeledus, kibalaba shandiba, li makadaba, dini mona, dini mona. Dini mona zivadi kedoshe mimpele vekada baba bashani ma zimana ma impele de vekada baba bashini ma le papa ya kada baba ba limana ma mandili vekaba baba shini ma zema mama katoni mana madia ba zedili vekapa ya ma Mandili vikasha Belivina mana kada baba sini manama Levede kada baba shanima Zilibi 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 Yembi kababa shalabadi manama Zandiba kababa dababa Manteveus Kedeve bani manamuna Liba kadaba zinimuna Lekedeve shalabada makaduse Man Davis in Pradush Kivadaba Zipanina Veni Makadush Perekidis Kini Mavadaba Inus Bini Makavadesam Predinas Bini Kose Vadimo Kasonima Legedosh in Padi Vadimanama Zeni Mada Vedekadi Meni Mana Sunima Bini Makavesa de Veleni Makadadoshi Prenima Imbili Vikadaba Sendilaba Mandelebe Zandiliba Kadaba Shinima Lebe Kadaba Impeledosha Kadaba Zendilibi Kalaba Mandili Vini Manama Sandima Zeliba Reveduce Mam Piri Vicarus, Mam Pereverima, Legadados, Indiliva Calaba, Zendiliva La Baba, Leca Payama, Mandeleveca Baba Shonima, Zendima Koshaba.
Father, tonight we thank you.
Oh, yes.
We bless your name. What a privilege. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May please be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.